Hello everyone, it's Roshni here and we have come to story number 17 on my podcast, Grab Some Sticks. Sometimes in life, an event occurs that makes you pause and think. To stop. To stop with the swiftness of life and to simply appreciate the everyday joys. With this in mind, I felt like it was fate that led me to this story. It's called Stickers on Her Bald Head, written and illustrated by Chelsea Gomez, who wrote this story to help her daughter understand her hair loss. Thank you, Chelsea, for sharing this story with the world. Chelsea would like to do a special shout out to her husband Michael for always believing in her and to her daughter Luna. Let's start the story. My mum and I love having adventures, fighting ninjas, tea with the queen, and of course, lots of ice cream. My mum told me she was going on a new adventure. She was sick and battling something called cancer. I was sad and a little scared too. I asked her if it was like the time I had the flu. I made her soup and offered to tuck her in bed. She just smiled and patted me on the head. My mum told me she needed to take yucky medicine now, and it might make her too tired for our adventures, like fighting robots. Pow! I told her I got this under control. I'd help her beat her cancer, just like a big ugly troll. A few weeks later, my mum came home wearing a silly hat. I asked her, "What's up with that?" She told me she had a surprise. She slowly pulled her hat off with tears in her eyes. All of my mum's hair had disappeared. She wanted to know if I thought she looked weird. I told her to hold on and ran to my room. I came back with a box and set it down with a boom. Inside the box was my sticker collection. I told her I'm going to give her new hair. It's going to be perfection. One by one, I placed stickers all over her bald head. Stars, hearts, rainbows, and even a cat on a sled. I love my mum, no matter her hair. She's my best friend, and I will always be there. P.S. Our new favourite hobby is dancing the jig while wearing a fabulous wig. Thank you again for that, Chelsea. I hope you all enjoyed that.